part of our Surf Taco halftime show. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Matt Harmon, along with Steve Bazaz, Eddie Acapinti. It is Ryder 33 and Monmouth 25. Time to take a look first at our stat board, and let's go through the Ryder stats so far on the day. Number 13, has 14 points. That, of course, being Daniel Stewart. He has owned Monmouth so far today, 4 of 5, including 5 of 5 from the free throw line as well. Also on the scoreboard for Ryder, Zedrick Sadler, who's got 7 points off the bench. 5 points right now for Jimmy Taylor, 4 points for Khalil Thomas, and 3 points for Anthony Miles. The game total 33. The numbers for Ryder, 10 of 25 from the floor for 40%. They are 4 of 13 from the outside, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, 14 rebounds, 6 assists on the day, and 4 turnovers, doing a good job of taking care of the basketball. For Monmouth, 4 points for Josh James, 4 points for Colin Stewart, and 4 points for Chris Brady. 2 points apiece for Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Tyrone O'Garrow, and Zach Tillman, along with Greg Nowak, who has the bucket off the bench as well. 3 points for Max DeLeo. So MU getting a lot of players to contribute. Everyone who has played has scored 25 points overall, but still here trailing 33-25. 10 of 22 for MU from the floor for 45%. 1 of 3 from the outside, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Again, 14 total rebounds, so no advantage there for either team. 6 assists. Turnovers have been a problem. Monmouth with 9 overall. That has contributed to 13 points for Ryder. The bench points plus 6 for Monmouth, plus 6 in the points in the paint as well. Biggest difference right now, Ryder has 4 three-pointers to 1 for Monmouth, 9 free throws to 4 for MU. The Bronx up here by a score of 33-25. When we come back, we'll talk about the women's game from a bit earlier on, and we'll look at the talk about the tournament overall. Bronx up by 8. We're back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here high above the floor at the Mass Mutual Center. Monmouth is at halftime, and they trail Ryder 33-25, and our halftime show is brought to you by our good friends at Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. As we'll now take a look at the MAC postseason all first, second, and third in all rookie teams, and that look is presented by Coke Zero, who remind you to enjoy everything. With Monmouth down by 8 to Ryder, Steve, we'll take a look at the teams in the MAC, and we'll start with the all-league third team that was voted on by the head coaches. Marvin Dominique from St. Peter's, Zaid Hurst from Quinnipiac, Anthony Miles from this Ryder Bronc team who we see this afternoon, Michael Alvarado from Manhattan, Rob Poole from Siena. That third team, give me the one guy you like the most that stands out.
Alvarado from Manhattan does a lot of the dirty work for them. He's a big reason why they're the 2 seed and a big reason why they have a huge chance to win the MAC championship. George Beeman gets a lot of publicity. Rommel Brown as well for his shot blocking. Alvarado makes the whole thing go.
The MAC second team, David Lowry from Iona, Usman Drame from Quinnipiac, Antoine Mason from Niagara, Siobhan Lewis from Marist, Daniel Stewart from this Ryder team, and Rommel Brown. 6 names on the second team because of some ties that happened in the voting. You take a look at that list, I give you the same question. Who jumps off the page?
Well, I know who your guy is, so I'll let you go with yours. I mean, that's a really tough question because some of these guys are so important to their team. But Daniel Stewart, if you take him off a Ryder, they were a team that earlier on I thought they could be, you know, 3 or 4 in the conference. I know they struggled as of late, but if you take Daniel Stewart off this team, I don't know where they fall in the rankings, but it would be tough for them to win a lot of games, in my opinion, in the MAC without him. He's just such a matchup nightmare.
And I'm a big David Lowry guy. I think David Lowry, talent-wise, might be the best player in the league. I know he's the biggest matchup problem for other teams in the conference. Anytime you're 6'7", 6'8", you can handle, you can shoot. He is what makes Iona that next-level team that I think could beat somebody if they come out of the MAC. As we'll take a look at, before we get to the all-first team, let's look at that all-rookie team. Khalid Hart, Zach Lewis, Jimmy Taylor. We also take a look at LaVon Long and Marquise Wright from Siena. So 2 Saints, a Bronc, a Canisius Golden Griffin and a Marist Red Fox. You look at those five. Who's your rookie of the year from that five?
I think Khalid Hart from Marist would probably have to take it. He's a guy that can really fill it up. And the future is also very bright in Siena with Jimmy Patsos. Marquise Wright leads the conference in assists. Levon Long, I love his game as kind of an in-between type four man who could shoot it, who could take it to the basket, who could post up, play with his back to the basket. So a lot of talent right there on that list.
And then the All-MAC first team, and we do this at halftime with Monmouth trailing Ryder 33-25 in this first round matchup. The coaches voted A.J. English and Sean Armand, the Iona backcourt, along with George Beeman, Billy Barron, and Ike Azatam, your All-MAC first team selections. Credit Azatam, year one in the league, goes right to the first team, and then you get some other big-time guards in Beeman, Armand, English, and Barron. So now, Steve, I'll ask you this. You know teams 3, 2, and 1 in the all-rookie team, all those names. Who is your player of the year in the MAC?
I think Billy Barron probably has to be voted player of the year. He's a phenomenal player, a great passer, great leader, knocks down the open three. We talk about guys who make teams go. I don't know if there's anybody who makes a team go more than what Billy Barron does for Canisius.
I think there's the argument to be made that if you take a look at Iona and Manhattan, they have too many multiple sets of teammates that are valuable. You look at Iona, English, Armand, Lowry. How do you differentiate between those three? On Manhattan, Beeman, Brown, Alvarado, the same thing. Where if you look at Canisius, if you take Billy Barron off of that team, they are, I'm not saying maybe the lower three teams in the league. They still have a lot of good players. But I put them then in that Siena, Marist, St. Peter's category of teams, the 4, 5, 6, 7s in the MAC, not the top four in a team that gets a bye.
I completely agree. And Barron's a guy that if he gets rolling, he could get 40 points on a night. We saw one of his buzzer beaters earlier on this season where he launched one from 30 feet away and knocked it down. Anytime you have the best player on the floor, your team is always dangerous.
Steve, worth mentioning here at halftime before we take our last break during our Surf Taco halftime show. Coach Palmateer and the MU women's team advancing. They won the first game played here today at 9:30 in the morning in the women's 8-9 game. They were the ninth seed, defeated 8-seeded Niagara 66-62. So they move on tomorrow at noon to take on the top seed Iona, who's the top seed on both sides. Big, big win for the women.
Great job by the women. They played a phenomenal game this morning, and now they go from a 9:30 a.m. start to a 12 noon start, so they could sleep in a little bit, Eddie.
Yeah, you got a couple extra hours. Maybe we even will show up.
Yeah.
Here at halftime, Monmouth trails Ryder 33-25. We'll take one final timeout on our Surf Taco halftime show and bring you back after a 30-second break here high above the Mass Mutual Center court on the Shore Sports Network.